I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. What does it take to bring up sheep well? Constant vigilance. This is the price we must pay. Perhaps the most important thing to provide for sheep, for the sheep's well-being, is a calm environment which allows it to do what it does, namely to graze in peace. Stress, this is the great enemy of a healthy sheep. The shepherd, therefore, he must be gentle and patient in leading them to green pastures and fresh water. If he should drive them frantically, they will become distressed. And if they are frequently distressed, they become ill. The shepherd is able to maintain a gentle, yet effective government of his flock because he is always with them. It is interesting to note, as has been seen many times in the sacred scriptures and thereafter in the lives of the saints, God has a certain predilection for shepherds. King David, the greatest king of the Old Testament, type of Christ himself, he was a shepherd. Shepherds were those who were chosen to first hear the news of the birth of our Savior. And among the multitude of saints who had been called from being shepherds, we have St. John Bosco in our latter times. He was called to be a shepherd of souls in an extraordinary way. He began by tending sheep. Maybe the gentle and patient, stress-free way of life of a shepherd, it lends itself to a good and healthy prayer life. Perhaps this is why so many of them are called. Contrast this lifestyle with the one purposely designed to be stress-filled today. You may see then where we as shepherds may have gone wrong, or as sheep have been led astray by modern man and his ways. Now, before all the shepherds I have mentioned, Christ holds the first place. In today's gospel, which we have just read, we have but a little snippet of a longer discourse he gave about the shepherd and the sheep. I will now read to you from the beginning of the same chapter, taken from St. John chapter 10. We have here a fuller explanation from Christ himself. Amen, amen, I say to you, the sheep hear the voice of their shepherd, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But a stranger they follow not, but they fly from him, because they know not the voice of strangers. This proverb Jesus spoke to them, but they understood not what he spoke. Therefore he said to them again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All others, as many as have come, they are thieves and robbers. The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life and may have it more abundantly. And then begins the excerpt in the Mass of today, where he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And then again he affirms, I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. There are three noteworthy points in his affirmation. He says, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And the second is he says, I give my life for my sheep. In the third, I know mine, and mine know me. We must take these words to heart, for anyone who has care over souls, souls that have been redeemed by Christ's precious blood, any such one is insofar a shepherd. He is called to be a shepherd like Christ. So bishops, priests, and even fathers of families and mothers, teachers, anyone who has care over a soul is a shepherd. To be a good shepherd, you must know your sheep. Do you know your sheep? You must take care indeed that you do. So well does Christ the Good Shepherd know them that he calls each by its very name. For you to accomplish this, to know them, you must needs mingle with them, if at possible, at all times, even in their amusements, as we have seen before. For what better time for the wolf to scatter the flock, to tear the sheep, than in that one in which he observes, consistently, the shepherd is absent? Therefore the words of another good shepherd, St. John Bosco, ring true. Vigilance, he said, is the price of education. And by education, understand not merely academic knowledge, but the whole man, the education of the whole man, his character, his virtue. For us who are sheep, in some regard, namely we who are subjects to a shepherd, we should also take to heart what Christ says of a good sheep. They know the voice of their shepherd, they hear it, and they follow him. As a sheep, do you realize that the voice you hear in your parents or teachers or priest, that it is the voice of God speaking through them? They are the shepherd appointed over you. Do you hear that voice? Do you quiet yourself to be able to hear it? Do you follow it immediately? How many times must the shepherd call you before you finally will hear and obey? If you know the voice as you ought to, that it is God, one call is enough to drop what you're doing and to hear, obey, and follow. Christ, the Good Shepherd, he tells us he knows his sheep, and to know here means more than merely having a knowledge of them, as I may know of some man I have never even met. So what is meant here by to know? It means a special kind of relationship, a most intimate kind of relationship, whereby as much as is possible to become one. If, for example, you cast iron into a furnace, at length it will become so red hot that you would scarcely be able to distinguish it from the fire which surrounds it. You would say, well, in this case, the iron knows the fire, and the fire knows the iron. Inasmuch as these two things seem to become but one thing. In the gradual, the church applies this to ourselves. We read the disciples knew Christ after they received him in Holy Communion. It says they knew Jesus at the breaking of the bread. For in Holy Communion, Christ unites himself to us in the most intimate way possible in this life, and we become one with him. For this reason, we have the law of the church, We cannot know Christ as we ought to unless we receive him in Holy Communion. We do not receive him as we ought to unless we are in the state of grace. Therefore, if we have committed any mortal sins since our last good confession, we must first confess all of them with contrition and receive absolution from a priest before we approach the communion rail. To ensure that we all remain Christ's sheep, the Church commands that each of the faithful receive Holy Communion worthily, at the very least once a year during Easter time. In the United States, that period, it extends from the first Sunday of Lent until Trinity Sunday. The end of Christ uniting himself to us in this way, as we have described, is so that he may, as he said, give us life and give it more abundantly. We can be fully confident he will fulfill this promise of giving us a more abundant life, for he has already fulfilled the other promise he made, the more difficult promise of laying down his own life. The fruits of this union, of this more abundant life, which is chiefly enjoyed after death, it can be better appreciated even now by comparing it to other unions. Christ today compares it to that which exists between his own Father and himself. God the Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity, is said by Christ to know his Son. And Christ, in turn, says he knows his Father. This knowledge, this love, this relationship is of such a kind that no creature could ever share it, because they are both one nature, they are both God. But yet Christ compares that relationship to the one that he desires to effect between himself and us. The love, the unity, the friendship he desires to make between ourselves and him. Not that we become God, but we do become like unto God. In other places, Christ compares that relationship, that union, to the one found in marriage. In that union, two are made into one. And that union is but an image of the one that Christ desires between himself and your soul. And indeed, his union was first, and it is of the greater. All ye who are shepherds, take care to know your sheep, especially in their amusements where they are most vulnerable, and be ready to lay down your lives for them, namely, to suffer personal loss for their gain, rather than to exploit their loss for your own gain. And sheep, be careful to promptly obey your parents, your shepherds. Set aside your games to obey them promptly. And let everyone know that the union of love, which you have always sought, the one which you were made for, it is found only in God. It is realized more and more by the worthy, frequent, and fervent reception of him in Holy Communion. Dearly beloved, Christ also suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. You were as sheep going astray, but now be converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.